ESPN Radio. 92.5, 1300. It is the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us on this Frankie Goes to Hollywood Friday, where we try to urge you once again, relax. Don't do it. By the way, I did see a, if you don't follow me on the Twitters, I did see a Gamblou, who's Gambling Lou, who's a very sharp gambler when it comes to the MMA. He works at VSiN. He does VSiN stuff, kind of like I do. But he came out with this this number yesterday on the social media, and I retweeted it. A 40-year Nevada study of all sports books determined that parlay bets earn the house 30% profit, while all other gambling wagers earn the house 5% profit. And then you wonder why people like, oh, I don't know, DK, pays celebrities, using that term celebrity very loosely, to lure you into this poor potential return of parlays. I'm just saying. I'm just saying what Gamblou is saying. Lou Finicaro, who is as good as it gets when it comes to the MMA. Yeah. You don't think that the parlays are a big thing for the books? Yeah, that's why they promoted them all the time. So yeah, make sure to check those out as we're going along here on this Friday. Did I get off on a tirade early? You darn right I did. 859-381-1313. That's who you text on this Memorial Day Friday as we're trying to pick some winners this weekend. A crazy weekend. We've got, of course, Major League Baseball. All teams playing 15 games a night for the next four nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And the NBA playoffs. The zigzag, why aren't you what you used to be? Although we did hit two nights ago last night. Yeah, wasn't very good. But we will talk about the NBA zigzag. Are we going to play it, continue this weekend? Darn right we are. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the major leagues. And coming up later in the show, of course, it's the biggest weekend of auto racing of the year. And even if you just tune us out every week, those 10, 15 minutes when Dylan Godet is on, guess what? Yeah, he comes in. I'm going to, he comes in. And this is the weekend to listen to him. Because we've got the Indy 500. We have got NASCAR. We've got it all this weekend. Is anybody, I think there's a girl that's going to try to do both races. Who does she think he is? Dana Patrick? Anyway. But we'll talk to Dylan Godet later in the show about the races this weekend. And yes, we will talk to him about Kyle Busch. I will let him talk about that because he is more of a auto racing expert than I am. So why should I wax poetic about Kyle Busch when I don't know nearly as much as Dylan Godet, who literally just texted me, did Dylan Godet, and said, hey, Brad, I'm going to be in a bridge and a tunnel. So if I don't answer the call when you call, it's because we're headed through a tunnel. So yeah, just a heads up. But we should be okay. So let's hope that's okay. That's all it is, Dylan Godet. If you're listening right now, I'm shaking my fist at you like the old man screaming at the cloud, you know, Homer Simpson's dad, Grandpa Simpson or whatever. So yeah, he'll be with us later and we'll talk auto racing picks and a little Kyle Busch retrospective. May he rest in peace. So he'll join us later in the show, 859-381-1313. Who do you have tonight in the NBA playoffs? We've got a game, we've got a series going back to San Antonio. How are you playing that game tonight? Tied 1-1. We also see a team that's up 2-0 as an underdog on the road in game 3. Huh, how does that work? We'll talk about that as well. Is the books really putting a tax on the zigzags? They shouldn't this year, but after last year, anything can happen. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that as we go along. Make sure to text us, 859-381-1313. Of course, our picks coming up later is part of the most profitable segment, Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks. And yes, Chauncey, who apparently, according to Jimmy before the show started, Jimmy Phillips told us that Chauncey was in a fight in the Classic Rock Studios. Now, I don't know if that was an actual fist fight between him, Dennis Dillon, Beer Man. I'm hoping it's a fist fight, and I hope it's a three-way match, and whoever cheats the most wins. But, yeah, I don't think it's an actual fist fight, but I think they're fighting technology in their Classic Rock studio. Although I'm hoping it's an actual fist fight. Speaking of fights, I hear there's a wrestling match across the street from the ESPN studios tonight at Rupp Arena. Now, if it was Flair versus the Macho Man for the belts, I'd be there. But Macho Man is no longer with us. May he rest in peace. There is nothing better than Ric Flair on the microphone in the 80s. There's nothing better in the history of professional wrestling. I don't care what's going on. I don't watch wrestling anymore. But and Ric Flair's matches were all the same. But on the microphone, it was the most hysterical stuff you'll ever see. But anyway, nobody likes to be called Fatso, so we're going to call you Sweatso. And you, next to her, you'll never be first, but you might be next. That's Ric Flair stuff, not me. So, yeah, just the best on the mic ever, but that's Ric Flair for you. So, yeah, make sure to text us. Follow us on the Twitter, @BottomLineLex. Follow us and email us, bottomlinelex@gmail.com. Excuse me. So, yeah, it is a holiday Friday. We've got the fever for the flavor of betting during the barbecue. That's all we're going to talk about today. So, may the winners be yours this weekend as we fight it here on ESPN Radio. But if you're looking to get your action down, what better time is it to get down at Circa Sports Kentucky? If you look at these money lines in Major League Baseball like we do every day, by gollies, this is a spot. There's no better spot. Favorites are underdogs in a lot of these games. The best odds are at the Circa, no matter who you want to take in these. Those are tight money line splits. That's exactly what you want in these games. So, yeah, we're looking at the best customer service you can find, the highest limits, the lowest holds, and whatever you're betting on, money lines, totals, props, futures, in-games, point spreads, no matter what it is, they've got it at Circa, so make sure to check them out. And, of course, Dylan Godet always talks about this. Circa always has some pretty good odds on the NASCAR and on those odds, too, as well, because we wait for the Circa odds to come out so we can pounce on them. Yeah, Jeffrey Benson, how you like them apples? So, yeah. And, yeah, Dylan will join us later with the NASCAR. But make sure to get your account ready to go at circasports.com for more information. Or just go download the app. Kids, it's a holiday weekend. Enjoy it while you can, 18-year-olds. Later this summer, you're going to have to go to 21 to be legal on these apps. But for now, get it down while you can. 18 or older to bet on these apps legally. And if you have a problem gambling, 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up on this Memorial Day Getaway Friday edition. Good luck to you this weekend, whatever your endeavors may be in the partying world. But first, we've got a three-game series with the Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. And you can find every game, of course, as always, all 162 here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. And as I look at this game now tonight, I'm getting an update here. It looks like Cardinals and Reds have been postponed. Is that right? Am I looking at this right? Or am I kind of dreaming as we see this? Yeah, it looks like, according to ESPN, Cardinals and Reds will be postponed tonight. I'm not so sure if I like that. So, yeah, the late word coming in is that the Cardinals and Reds have been postponed. So, boy, you talk about a buzzkill. Why did that happen? If ESPN is right, which I hope they're not in this case, they'll be talking about this one. Yes, the Reds and Cardinals have been postponed and will be made up as the first game of a split doubleheader. Game number one will be tomorrow at 1:10, and then the next game will be tomorrow night. So, yes, the game today between the Reds and Cardinals at Great American Ballpark, if you're headed up there, you might want to wait until tomorrow. Because now we have a doubleheader tomorrow. They used to call them twinight doubleheaders back in the day. There were these things called twinight doubleheaders. They'd play two games on a Friday night, and they'd start like at 5:05. And then they'd play game number one, and then you'd sit there for 30 minutes, and then they'd play game number two. That's a late night, by the way. So, yes, update. Cardinals and Reds will be postponed until tomorrow. That's not good news for those of us who had actually looked at this game and said, you know what, I'm going to play this game against the number tonight. But we will still have the same pitching matchup tomorrow. At least we think we will. In Leahy for the Cardinals and Paddock for the Reds. You would have bet on Paddock in this spot? I'm not so sure. Total in this game was 9.5. We'll see what it is tomorrow. We'll see if either team changes their starting pitchers in this one, because as we look at this game, we already see tomorrow's line is up for the originally scheduled night game. That would be game number two now. The new Palante for the Cardinals going against Brady Singer. And the Reds are a short favorite there, minus 120. Of course, the Reds were a short minus 122 favorite tonight. Really? Paddock was favored over the Cardinals? You sit here and you look at these games and you look at this this series now, Cardinals and Reds. It's really interesting to look at these numbers and say, huh, the Cardinals are just so much better than the Reds right now. Or are they? Because we look at the right now, the odds to win the World Series, as bad as the Reds have been this year and as surprising as the Cardinals have been this year, you look at the standings, Cardinals, 28-21, only two games out of first place in the division. Reds, 26-24, 4.5 games out of first. They're in last place. They're also 2.5 games behind the Cardinals. But sometimes the numbers and the odds makers tell us things in which we can't really see with our own eyes. Our own eyes tell us lies when it comes to handicapping sometimes. And yes, to win the World Series, the Reds are 120-1. Cardinals are 150-1. Now, wait a minute. That can't be right. It cannot be right because we see the Cardinals are doing so much better. And everybody is talking so positively about the Cardinals right now. And in fact, if you look at teams to potentially win only 80 games this year, just that number, 80 games, the odds makers have the Reds minus 110 to win 80 games this year. But they also have the Cardinals at worse odds than that. In fact, you see them with odds at plus 120. So the desert is telling you that the Reds might not be as good as the Cardinals right now. But the Cardinals still don't have a lot of faith from the odds makers in the desert when it comes to big pictures. But the one thing that we don't have to worry about this weekend, thankfully, is the fact that the tarps off phenomenon. Tarps off. Have you seen this? The Cardinals started this thing a couple of weeks ago, and thankfully, the Reds won't have to deal with this weekend, or will they? Because tarps off is the Cardinals' way now of rallying. And what it is, just a bunch of guys, frat boys it looks like, just takes off their shirts and waves them. It started in St. Louis a week ago. Now a whole bunch of teams are doing it. The Rays have done it, the Phillies have done it, the Mariners have done it. A lot of teams now, just a bunch of guys are sitting around having a few drinks, a few pops, and now they take off their, when they need a rally, let's take off our shirts and wave them in the air. That's the Cardinals' fault that topped that. So yes, you talk about handicapping in, based on tarps off, maybe that's a thing. Maybe it's not a thing. By the way, the Reds right now, you talk about needing starting pitching. Starting Brady Singer tomorrow night, who's been terrible. Starting Chris Paddock tomorrow afternoon now, who's been awful. He was cut by the Marlins earlier this year. Remember who was starting for the Reds last year? Hunter Green. Yeah, where's he now? Chase Burns. Nick Martinez. You remember him? Yeah. He pitched the last couple years for the Reds, and he was a decent pitcher. 2 years ago, he was a really good pitcher. 10-7 with a 3.10. Last year with the Reds, not as good, 4.45 ERA, but at least his ERA plus was 102, and that's 2% better than the average pitcher. But don't forget, he was making $21 million last year. The Rays signed him for $9 million this offseason as a free agent. You know what Nick Martinez is right now? He might just be one of the top 10 pitchers of all in Major League Baseball. Nick Martinez of the Rays, 4-1. 1.51 ERA in 9 starts, ERA plus 2.75. And since he started against the Reds on April the 22nd, exactly a month ago today, when he gave up 1 run in 8 innings, in 4 starts since, he's only given up 2 runs in 23 2/3 innings. Nick Martinez on this roster right now for the Reds would be really good, but they don't have him. So we look at tonight's game. It's no longer to be tonight's game. It's tomorrow's game. Leahy against Paddock. Here's a spot where I don't think I want either one of these teams in any way, shape, or form. Because you've got two teams that are struggling right now. No, the Reds are the ones struggling. The Cardinals are playing very well. But the odds makers are telling us that the Reds, still long term, are the better team. And that's the bottom line when it comes to Reds and Cardinals. No longer tonight. They'll be playing tomorrow. Day-night doubleheader, I think it still should be a twi-night, but that's, you can make more money off the day-night doubleheader. So there you go. That's how we're playing the games this weekend. I was going to look to take, as crazy as it sounds, I was going to look to take the Reds on the money line and just leave the total alone. But yeah, thankfully, I won't have to do that tonight. Tomorrow, not the other game tomorrow, will be a 6:10 start, 6:40 in terms of that game. We do see Brady Singer, the slight favorite in that one, and the total 9.5 in the tomorrow night's game. So the desert is telling you both these teams not exactly lighting it up on the defensive side. The pitching struggling on both ends, especially the Reds bullpen. And if you've seen them lately, you understand what we're talking about. So yeah, Reds Cardinals doubleheader tomorrow. We do see that Edwin Arroyo hit his 10th home run of the season last night at Louisville. We talked about this because Brian Hayes has been so bad this year. But he has his own bobblehead night on Sunday. You don't think Monday morning, maybe Arroyo is called up and Cabrian Hayes is told, why don't we smell you later? Why don't you go down to Louisville to straighten things out for us? So that's the thing there as we get to this weekend. Cabrian Hayes bobblehead day. You think he's benched for that game? Not a chance, but we'll check on that as we watch. Some other things to kind of look at as we're getting to Dylan Gaudet and his NASCAR / Indy 500 picks this week. We do see that the NBA last night, of course, the fanboys headline, Karl-Anthony Towns double-double gives Knicks a Game 2 win against Cleveland. It's amazing how it's only the Kentucky players that win these games in these NBA playoffs. We do see right now in the NBA playoffs that the Knicks lead this series against Cleveland 2-0, but they're a 2.5-point underdog at Cleveland in Game 3. Makes you wonder. Things that make you go, indeed. And you think about Cleveland, maybe they're getting some credit for coming back against the Pistons like they did. And, of course, don't forget tonight in the NBA, it is Game number 3, OKC and San Antonio. San Antonio opened a 2.5-point favorite in this one. They are now down to a 1.5-point favorite. The zigzag says, here's the spot to take the Spurs. Are you ready to do so? The market is saying, nope, I'm not going to take the Spurs because the money is on the Spurs in this one. 67% of the tickets, 72% of the money is on the Spurs. But this line has come down from 2.5 to 1.5. Got to fight the power when it comes to the reverse line move. But yeah, we're going to take, we'll talk about this later. But if you know anything about us, you know exactly where we're headed in this game tonight. So we will talk about NBA a little bit later. Speaking of OKC, though, they are an underdog tonight. It looks like they're going to remain an underdog. And this will end the third longest streak in NBA history of one team being favored in NBA playoff games. The Oklahoma City Thunder have been favored in 33 consecutive playoff games. That's crazy. It really is crazy. And in those games, they covered the spread 17 times out of 33, 17 and 16, 51.5% cover advantage. Who are the two teams that did better? The second best, the Bulls of the 90s of Michael Jordan, of course, 95 to 97. They were favored 34 times in a row. Guess what? They didn't cover the spread at all. 14, 18 and 2 against the spread, 41.2%. Yikes it away. You were losing your butt on those. But the Lakers of the 80s, if you were betting back then, between 86 and 88, the Lakers were favored in the NBA playoffs 44 times in a row. Their straight-up record was only 32 and 12, but their ATS record against the spread, 19, 24, and 1, 43%. What does this teach us, ladies and gentlemen? Favorites in the NBA playoffs can be overvalued, especially the big-name favorites like Michael Jordan and the Magic Lakers. You don't say. So, yeah. Act accordingly with this OKC. They will close as the underdog tonight. So, there's something. I also say that you look at a player tonight, and here's a Big Blue Nation shout-out. De'Aaron Fox, if he plays tonight, he scored at least 14 points in 10 of 11 playoff games so far. And he's had over 4.5 assists in 8 of 11 playoff games so far. And the line for him is 13.5 points tonight and 4.5 assists for tonight. So, yeah, history says you're getting some decent value, both those at plus money. The problem is, Is he going to play tonight? That's the only thing that you can do. That's how we're looking at this one tonight. We will talk much more about the NBA, how we're playing all the games this weekend, not just tonight, but all the games this weekend between the conference finals. But coming up after the break, the Memorial Day weekend is about one thing. Well, it's about a lot of things. But the main thing, auto racing. The Indy 500. Not what it was in the 80s and 90s, but we can still make money off of it. And, of course, the Coca-Cola 600. Boy, that's 600 miles. That's a long time. But speaking of people who are diligent and will play this to the end, Dylan Godet will join us next, and we'll get some auto picks out of him. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300. Cash,
cold, that's what I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you so much for joining us on this Frankie Goes to Hollywood Friday. But it is Memorial Day Friday, one of the best Fridays of the year because it's a three-day weekend. But we could bet on all kinds of auto racing this weekend, from Indy to the Coca-Cola to everything. And there's no better time to talk to our next guest. He is our horse racing. He is our auto racing expert, Dylan Godet. Dylan, how are you today, sir?
Doing great. I'm on my way to the Outer Banks, so I'm excited for that. Get a little break this weekend with some friends for my friend's bachelorette party. We have a huge house, 22 of us there, so it's going to be a fun time.
22 people for a bachelor party. Oh, God, Dylan. I don't want to. I remember those days back in a few decades ago. I don't know if I could have gone through that again at my age. But good luck to you, and good luck to all that. Of course, we are talking to the man who was the Grand Marshal of a strawberry parade last weekend. So nothing shocks me when it comes to Dylan Godet. But before we get started with all your picks, I waited until I said at the beginning of the show I was going to wait till you came on to talk about this because I cannot give it justice. Kyle Busch, unfortunately, is no longer with us. And he was very young. He's 41 years old. Your thoughts on him and the legacy that he leaves to this NASCAR world?
Yeah, absolutely. Huge loss for not only NASCAR, motorsports, but sports in general. He was still racing and winning. To have this happen unexpectedly, he just won a race, the Truck Series race, just a week ago today in Dover, Delaware. So he still had it. He's the all-time winningest driver among the top three series in NASCAR history. We have talked about him plenty on this show. We've bet on him the last 2 years to win the Daytona 500. That's the one trophy that he doesn't have. He has every trophy. He's won at every track basically on the NASCAR circuit and every series that you could win in. The one race he never was able to win was the Daytona 500, and that meant a lot to him. 21 years he tried to win that race. So definitely a huge loss for racing. And a lot of people are talking about right now that his upbringing as a NASCAR driver, when he was first getting started, he made a lot of enemies. And he didn't really care that he made a lot of enemies. That was his style. He was a showman. His nickname was Rowdy, and he embraced that. And then since becoming a father, I wouldn't say he has a softer side of him is showing, but he really grew to, you know, fans, grew on fans. People love watching him help his son come up in racing, and that's the biggest thing. He's talked openly about wanting to continue to race until his son could make it to the Truck Series to where he could race with him, kind of like what we're seeing right now in the NBA with LeBron and playing with his son. So it's a huge loss for sure, and definitely it's going to be a tough weekend. It's already Memorial Day. NASCAR already does a lot to Memorial Day weekend, but now you add in this, the first active driver to pass since Dale Earnhardt, who also raced for Richard Childress Racing. So it's going to be a tough weekend there at the track. I do wish, you know, if any race I was at would be this one, because all the NASCAR fans, Kyle Busch fans, Kyle Busch enemies together are all going to be taking time to remember him this weekend.
Yeah, I was living in Atlanta when Dale Earnhardt passed on the track during the Daytona 500. And that, I'm telling you, that Monday I knew a lot of people who were very upset. You brought to tears and everything. And I know we're not in the same world now, and I know Kyle Busch maybe not be on that Dale Earnhardt level, but it's still something where I'm sure this weekend they're going to have a lot of recognitions and a lot of things to kind of pay honor and pay homage to him. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Indy 500 already at Indianapolis Motor Speedway doing it. Today's Carb Day up there, big day with a lot of fans, and they opened up the day with the scores pylon showing Kyle Busch in remembrance of him at the track in Charlotte. They're already remembering him, and they are at the home of NASCAR in Charlotte this weekend. So that just, I think, means a little bit more. So many drivers had autograph sessions and fan events scheduled for today, and a lot of them did postpone them just because it's a real somber day. People are headed to Richard Childress Racing's museum and dropping off flowers for him. And old sports reporter at my old TV station, ABC 36 in Lexington, Forrest Tucker, he's now down in Charlotte. And he gave me a call last night. He was headed to the infield to interview some fans, some Kyle Busch fans, and he said there are a lot of them there that are there and going to be remembering him this weekend.
Yeah, so very emotional race this weekend, and may he rest in peace, and our condolences to everyone involved that. But unfortunately, life does go on for all of us in this world, and we have two big races this weekend. Which one do you want to start with, Dylan? Do you want to start with Indianapolis, or do you want to start with the NASCAR race? Because I know both of them are very large. I would assume you want to start with NASCAR. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's start with NASCAR. They're at the Coca-Cola 600. It's at the home of NASCAR. We were just talking about it, Charlotte, where the 20 teams are based out of. For Charlotte, it's a mile and a half track, so it's one of those tracks that you have a lot of data from because you can compare it to Las Vegas. You can compare it to Kansas that they've already raced at so far this season. You can compare it to years past. The difference is this is a 600-mile race, so it is by far the longest. It's a long, grueling race in Charlotte. It starts in the daytime, ends at night, so you get track that does change, and it really brings out the best of the best are usually around at the end of this race.
So let's get to it, Dylan. Coca-Cola 600, longest race of the year. We need some matchups. Driver A versus driver B. You've been on fire with these this year. We're very appreciative. Well, our bankroll is very appreciative. So who we got? Driver versus driver matchups in the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, I've got Brad Keselowski first over Bubba Wallace. That's a plus 110 at Circa Sportsbook. Also, Kyle Larson over Tyler Reddick. Yes, Tyler Reddick has been on fire this season. You get him. Larson over Reddick at plus 110 at Circa. Looking at this, this is a pick that I already had, but Larson was pretty close to Kyle Busch, and they had a real rivalry, one of the best finishes in NASCAR history. It was actually between the two of them. And I think as Kyle Larson drives the number five, Busch started out his career with the number five, and I think Larson's going to race with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this weekend, and he's really good anywhere, but especially at Charlotte. This year, the last 2 years, he struggled a little bit because he was focused on the Indy 500. He does not have the Indy 500 to focus on this year, focused all on NASCAR. So him in an underdog versus Reddick role, I like that pick there. Again, that's a Circa at plus 110. And then Ryan Blaney over William Byron. Little surprised by these odds. Blaney plus 155. Shop around, but I found that at Bet365. Some really good value for Blaney, who's been one of the more consistent drivers in the Cup Series this season. And then one more, we're going Ty Gibbs over Christopher Bell at plus 155 as well. That is also at Bet365. Two teammates. Gibbs has been running really, really well this season, picked up his first career win this year, and he may be in contention to do that again this week. Like those underdog odds at plus 155.
That's the good thing about Dylan Godet's matchups. They are not minus 250. They are not minus 350. These are all plus money, so you're getting bang for your buck. You hit two out of four of these, you still make a profit, if you bet the same amount of money, that is. Keselowski over Wallace, Larson over Reddick, Blaney over Byron, Gibbs over Bell. All four at plus money, 365 and at Circa. Shop around, get the best odds, do what you can about this. Before we get to your top fives and top tens, Do we have anybody doing the Indy 500 Coca-Cola 600 combo? And are you betting against them or are you betting on them, depending on who it is and what's going on with those drivers?
Yeah, it's actually the first woman to ever do it. It's Catherine Legg. She was originally scheduled to just run the Indy 500, but she got a sponsor and they found her a car for NASCAR. She's raced mostly road courses in NASCAR, but this is one of her first ovals. I would not be betting. She could do really well in the Indy 500. She's done well in the past. She's qualified decently for this race. NASCAR, she's not in great equipment. She's in wonderful equipment for the Indy 500, but she's it's going to be a struggle for her to finish the NASCAR side of the double. So I would look for her. I think she could definitely be a good finisher, maybe top 10, close to the top 10 in the Indy 500. It's the Coca-Cola 600, unfortunately, that she's in one of those cars that you see kind of driving just because it doesn't have the same equipment as the others. She'll be driving likely a couple laps down. But she's a great driver, and it's going to be really cool to see her, especially the behind the scenes, because the logistics of getting a driver from Indy to Charlotte via helicopters and planes is always an interesting thing to watch. And it's cool that she's getting the opportunity to do that, the first woman to ever do it as well.
Let's get back to the top fives and the top tens in Charlotte at the Coca-Cola this week there, Dylan.
Yeah, we've got for top 10, Brad Keselowski. Mentioned him earlier in a matchup, plus 145. If there was ever a bigger rival, this doesn't really have anything to do with the pick, but it's talking about Kyle Busch today for sure. That's his biggest rival. The most storied rival of Kyle Busch's career has always been Brad Keselowski. I think he's also going to have a chip on his shoulder, but he's really good at mile-and-a-half tracks. He almost won at Darlington, which isn't an official mile-and-a-half track, but almost won there earlier this season. You look for the veterans, the drivers that have been here before, to stick around towards the end. Really shocked to see him at that low on the odds, actually, for a top 10, so plus 145. Also have a pizza money, so not an official play, but we've talked about him in the past. AJ Allmendinger at FanDuel right now, 9-1 for a top 10. He actually has one of the best average finishes at Charlotte in his career. This is a track he's really good at. He actually almost won this race last year, and you're getting him at 9-1. I like that for a pizza money, non-official play, but if you're looking to maybe it's Memorial Day weekend, get a little extra value, 9-1, AJ Allmendinger for a top 10.
So top 10, look for Keselowski at plus money, and not an official play from Dylan, but pizza money top 10 on Allmendinger to get to the top 10. Okay, who's going to win this race? How do we get a unit? Do we split it? How do we split it here, Dylan?
Yep, going three ways with a unit, 40% of that unit on Chase Elliott at 13-1. Shop around for these. There's some big fluctuation this week between all the books. Also, 40% of a unit on Ryan Blaney, 18-1. That's at FanDuel, and I'm shocked that he is that low on there. Shop around, but Blaney at 18-1, really anything over 15-1 for Blaney. Love that. Really good value there, 40% of the unit. And then the long shot to win, going 20% on Alex Bowman, 40-1. Another driver, Hendrick driver, that needs a win. He's in a contract year and has run really well here in the past. Would be potentially a career-defining win if he was able to pick this up. So Alex Bowman, 40-1, 20% of the unit.
Take one unit, put 40% of it on Elliott to win this race, 40 on Blaney, and 20% on Bowman. Anything else for this race in the Coca-Cola 600 here, Dylan, that we should get some action down on?
Yeah, if you're looking to get a little extra value, you can go. I really liked a lot of the Chevys this week. Chevys in their matchups against Ford or Toyota, I think you can get some good value there on Chevrolet this week. I think they're going to perform well. I do think Blaney could lead the way and Keselowski amongst the Ford. So maybe not Chevy versus Ford, but maybe potentially a Chevy versus Toyota in that matchup. But there's a lot. It's like the Daytona 500. Not as many as options. You don't have top 20 bets and things like that for this race, but there are a lot of offerings from all the different books here because it is such a big – it's one of the crown jewels, as they call it, and one of the ring races. You get a ring for winning the Coke 600. There in Charlotte.
With that in mind, let's go to Indianapolis. They'll be racing this on Sunday afternoon before the Coca-Cola 600. Your thoughts on this race, the Brickyard up in Indianapolis, or not the Brickyard, that's the NASCAR race. It's the Indianapolis 500. Your thoughts on this race here, Dylan?
Yeah, it's still at the Brickyard.
Yes,
people
yes.
do call the track that, but yeah, the Indy 500, huge race. Unfortunately, not there this weekend either, but it's the biggest race in the world, and rightly so. Interesting because a lot of some fast drivers have had trouble in practice. Alexander Rossi, for example, crashes in practice as a front row starter. In IndyCar, you do get to keep your front row start, so he's still going to be able to start there. I was actually leaning that direction before he got in his practice crash. A lot of these, a lot of the new cars for IndyCar, these are specifically designed by the teams for Indy. And when you have to go to a backup car, not as confident in that. So I'm actually going to another front row driver for Penske, David Malakis. He has not won a IndyCar race in his career. He is at 8-1, starting on the front row for this. I really think with the speed that he has, starting up front, and good track position to begin the race, very popular driver as well amongst his peers, amongst the fans. I think he could be there around towards the end. We've had a really good fortune the last 2 years. We've had second and first last year in the Indy 500. So let's try to do that again. We're going David Malakis at 8-1 to win this race.
So no matchups at Indy. Let's just take Malakis to win the race. Is that all you're saying?
Yes. I do not look at IndyCar practice numbers quite as thoroughly as I do in NASCAR. Have the numbers to really go matchups, but we're going with David Malakis to win this race. Also, if you're looking for maybe some value, non-official play, but Takuma Soto, he runs good at one race a year, and it's the Indy 500 that he's in. The Pride of Japan racing for the whole country, putting the whole country on his back, always runs well. He's done really well in practice, showing a lot of speed. So Takuma Soto, if you're looking for some top 10 value, I like that way.
Let's recap Dylan Godet's picks. First of all, on the Coca-Cola 600, the matchups, the golden corral, so to speak, of his picks. Four of them. Keselowski over Wallace. Larson over Reddick. Blaney over Byron. Gibbs over Bell. You can find them all at Plus Money. Shop around. Top 10 on Keselowski. And if you're so daring, put some pizza money on Allmendinger. And take one unit and put 40% of it on Elliott to win, 40% of it on Blaney to win, 20% on Bowman to win. And if you're looking for some side action here, Dylan tells us, go with the Chevys over the Fords and Toyotas. And in the Indy 500, look for Malakis. He's on the front row. He's 8-1. That is his pick to win Indy. And if you're so daring, maybe a top 10 on Soto. Dylan, anything else this weekend you're looking at to get some action down on in the world of racing?
Yeah, you notice how I have not mentioned Formula One.
Because
they have left the storied streets of Monaco to race in Canada up against the Indy 500. Worst PR move in the history of Formula One. So I am boycotting that race this weekend.
Dylan Godet puts his foot down and says no to Formula One. I don't care how good that movie was with Brad Pitt. I am not watching this week's race. So there you go. If you missed any of Dylan's picks, make sure to go to our podcast. Anything else, Dylan? By the way, last night I was watching Jeopardy with Miss Judy, my wonderful mother, and I hope you got the final Jeopardy question right because it had something to do with auto racing. Did you happen to see that? If not, you need to go back and watch it on your own. Did you see that?
I definitely need to go back and watch it.
Yes.
I'd always watch it for one. I was doing some traveling yesterday, so I wasn't able to watch the final Jeopardy question. But anytime there are NASCAR questions or weather questions, I'm locked in on that for sure. So
well,
I definitely have to go back and look at that final Jeopardy question.
I have a witness, Miss Judy. I was a little shocked that I got it too, but Miss Judy was a witness. I did get final Jeopardy last night, and let's just say we have said that during this segment today, the answer. So, yes, big racing weekend. Dylan Godet, tell us where we can find you on the social medias, anything you want to promote, and be careful at that bachelor party, man. I feel sorry for you right now. Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you. You can find me on social media at GodeeWeather, GAUDET Weather on both Facebook and on Twitter X. Go to Facebook. I am 3 followers away from 25,000. If we get a listener of this show to be that 25,000th follower, I would greatly appreciate that. And I think you owe me for how well our picks have done this year. So let's
Amen.
Keep it going.
Amen to that, Dylan. Yeah, we all owe you for what you've done for us. And, yeah, we'll try to make it up to you somehow. He is Dylan Godet, and he's given us winners all year long. And, of course, we always appreciate his time. Dylan, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the auto racing. And, yeah, just remember, I'm sure your mother is somewhere watching this weekend at the bachelor party. All the best to you, buddy. May the winners be yours.
Thank you. I will be sure to have a wonderful time.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, there you go. Dylan Godet headed to a weekend bachelor party. What could go wrong here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300? Coming up after the break, let's get some winners tonight and this weekend. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line, guy, the fanboy gave me a 4-leg hockey playoff parlay. What do I do? Relax, don't do it. Here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. We talked about earlier in the show. Our friend from VSiN, Gambling Lou Vitacaro, said, yeah, 40-year study. The houses at the sports books make 30% off parlays, only 5% off all other sports wagers. You don't say? Why do you think places like DK get, quote-unquote, celebrities to promote parlays? What a shocking development. We appreciate it. Don't forget, coming up later in the show, Sean C. is back in the house. Apparently, the fight over at Classic Rock is over. I think he survived. I don't know if he won or not. We'll see if he used any foreign objects to win. But he'll be with his hockey picks coming up later. Don't forget, Sean C. also hit a big road dog last night in hockey. Way to go, Sean. Let's hope we can, but nobody cares about last night. We got to get some winners tonight. Speaking of which, let's get to the text line, 859-381-1313. It is Ed from Bearwaller here. Hey, bottom line guy, love the show. But I can't get off the roller coaster. 6-1 Wednesday, 0-3 yesterday. Yeah. It happens. It happens to the best. We had a perfect night in Major League Baseball on this show, but we missed the NBA because of the zigzag. So there you go. It happens. It's called gambling. You got to be able to. Can you stand the rain, Ed from Bearwaller? On the sides today, Ed does like the Astros. Of course, that game just started, so it's already underway. Astros over the Cubs. Rays and Nick Martinez. We talked about him. We're taking he's taking them over the Yankees. I have to agree with that, Ed. I'm with you on that one. He's also taking the Braves and over the Nationals tonight. Also taking the under in the games, home games with the Yankees, Red Sox, Brewers, and Giants. Go zigzag. Good luck to all. And yes, good luck to you, Ed from Bearwaller. Oh, by the way, this is a great little tidbit. Chris in Shelbyville tells us, good news, Morris Day and the Time is coming to the French Lick Resort in Indiana. Great googly moogly, that smells like a road trip for the bottom line. Morris Day and the Time at the French Lick. I'll bet they'll driving a Toyota up there. Love your show. Keep pounding those picks. Thank you, Chris. All the best to you as well. Morris Day and the Time in concert at the French Lick in Indiana. You think Larry Bird will be there? Probably not. Race Monkey reporting for duty. Let's recap Monkey's vitals through the first two rounds of the playoffs. He did very well. 31, 21, and 2, up 9 units. But in the conference finals, he needs a jolt, according to him. Tonight, he's taking Colorado on the puck line, minus a goal and a half, minus 120. And he's going to go the total here, 6. He's going to go over in that one. Saturday, he's going under in Carolina, Montreal, under 6. And then Carolina on the puck line, plus 125, minus a goal and a half. Shoutouts to B-How, Rat, Sully, J-Drum, Breezy, and Guy Lafleur. Not to be confused with Peter Lafleur from Dodgeball. Yes. Salutes to all our former and current men and women in uniform this weekend. Amen to that. Race Monkey, oorah. Yeah, oorah to you as well, Race Monkey. Good job by you. Also, Jeff Drummond texts in and says, yeah, he got it last night too, the final Jeopardy answer. And so, yeah, he's definitely getting one. And, yeah, he says, when he just texted in about the Morris Day and the Time, good chance at a contest. So there you go. That might be a good Beat Brad's Brackets type contest. If you can, the loser has to go see Morris Day and the Time. How dare you? Anyway, we'll have further information. We'll do some research this weekend on Morris Day and the Time in French Lick. We thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, you can text 859-381-1313. Let's get to the picks for this weekend, and there are plenty of them, including the NBA playoffs. And yes, we are going to play the zigzag until we can't play it anymore. We've got a game tonight, the NBA playoffs. It is Spurs and Thunder. And right now, we've seen this line come towards the Thunder. That means I'm going to lay the chalk with the Spurs. Give me the Spurs -1.5 most places. Some places I do see this creeping back up to 2. So I'm taking the Spurs on the zigzag tonight. And yes, tomorrow, Knicks and Cavs. The history tells us, not just when you're the zigzag theory, but a team that's lost 2 games, the first 2 on the road, play them in the first half of that third game when they come back home. It's now or never for that team that's down 0-2. I'm taking Cleveland tonight in this game. But don't be afraid to play them first half either, because history says they're even better in the first halves in that game 3 down 0-2 playing back at home than they are for the full game. But I'm taking the Cavs tomorrow. So zigzag the bleep out of this weekend. How about our games tonight in Major League Baseball? Now that the Cardinals and Reds have been rained out, we did see that our friend from Bearwaller had this, and we're going to take it too tonight. Let's go to good old-fashioned Yankee Stadium. Nick Martinez against Gerrit Cole. Wait a minute. Gerrit Cole is back for the Yankees tonight. This is his first start. He didn't pitch at all last year. Now here we are almost midway through this year, and Gerrit Cole is now starting for the Yankees. I knew somebody that put money on him to win the Cy Young in March in the American League. Well, maybe they didn't count on him being this long getting back. But he is back tonight. He is a big favorite. -153 is a consensus over the Rays. I'm taking Nick Martinez and the Rays tonight on the road in New York. The Rays have been the best team in baseball this year at cashing you tickets. Not only that, they're only one team, the Braves, that have a better record than them. Yankees are still 30-21. These are two of the best teams in the American League right now. The two best. I'm taking the Rays as a road dog tonight. I'm with you, Ed. Give me Nick Martinez and the Rays tonight. Getting plus money, about a +125 on the road. Good value if you ask me in this one. So I'm taking the Rays on the road tonight. Also, let's look at some other games we're looking to take on the total tonight. We're going to look to take a few unders in Major League Baseball tonight. Jacob deGrom is pitching for the Rangers again. They're in L.A. against the Angels. We saw this total open at 8. It's down to 7.5. Yes, the money is all on the over. I'm going under the 7.5. with DeGrom, the Rangers, and the Angels. No team has went under the total this year more than the Rangers. Let's hope it continues tonight in that one. Also, a couple more. I feel like I'd go under every time the Giants are at home. I'm going to do it again tonight. White Sox and Giants under. That's another reverse line move. Same thing in Arizona with the Rockies, who don't score on the road, and Arizona's Soraka going tonight. This total is 9. Yeah, I'm going to take the under the total in that one as well. So, our Mac Daddy Stogies in the world of sports gambling for this weekend for us. In the NBA, let's just take the zigzag. Give me the Spurs tonight, and give me the Cavaliers. They're a 2.5-point favorite in this one tomorrow. That should tell you something. Team down 0-2 is favored in Game 3. Give me the Cavs tomorrow. And in Major League Baseball tonight, love the Rays on the road as a road dog in New York. And a couple of unders we like, the unders in the games in Arizona, San Francisco, and L.A. with the Angels. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take them to the desert, smoke them. But coming up after the break, it's hockey time. Sean C's big win last night. Let's see if he can do it again tonight. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300. Oh, Reds rainout kick.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. And now, a man who took a big road dog in hockey last night and cashed the ticket. Sean C., how are you today, sir?
I am doing great. I have had prime rib for lunch.
Oh.
Have filet mignon for dinner.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's good. When you pick winners, you can have those kind of meals. When you pick losers, You're getting your bum and 25 cents to get the potato chips out of the vending machine over there. But that's last night. You had a great road dog last night in Montreal. Let's see if we can get another one tonight. We've got the Vegas Golden Knights in Colorado. Game two in Colorado in this one. Colorado, minus 168. Total 6.5. How you got this one tonight here, Sean?
Chalk. Totally agree with, who was it, Race Monkey that had Colorado on the puck line and the over.
Okay, so you're going chalk in the over tonight, game two. Vegas won this one, so you're taking Colorado to win this game. About a minus 168 consensus and over the 6.5 goals. Any kind of props in this one?
I'll give you over a point and a half for Nathan MacKinnon. You can find that at about minus 110. Mm-hmm. I think it's about the best you can do at FanDuel.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I mean, that's it. Tomorrow I do like Carolina to come back and win that one. Go with the over on that one as well. I think they've got that set at 5.5. Last I looked, for some reason they always set the East a point lower.
Yeah, it feels like they do. Carolina, big favorite tomorrow, minus 207 most places. And the total here is 6, and I do see chalk on the over, so that thing would be going up to 6.5 before it comes down. So you like the chalk in both these games and the over in both these games. Any futures you're looking to play right now? Maybe who's going to win the cup, that kind of thing? Anything you're looking at? Maybe you're getting extra value on a team down 1-0?
You know, I gave you Carolina in 5 yesterday because mm-hmm. I did see that loss coming. I'm going to stick with that. I haven't seen where it moved. It was about plus 350 yesterday. I haven't seen if that's gone up or down after the loss last night. I imagine it's gone. You're going to get better odds now. I would not be afraid to take that.
Yeah, you talk about Carolina in 5. That would be a 4-1. That is now 7-1. If you think that's a Carolina in 5 games, winning this series 4-1, you can find that at 7-1. So you would say that would be a value play, and it's basically double the odds you had yesterday on this.
Yeah, I would jump on it because they are fully capable of coming back and doing the backdoor sweep or whatever you want to call it after losing game one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think that will happen.
So this weekend, Sean C. says take both home teams that are both laying some chalk. Don't be afraid to go puck line because -1.5, you can find plus money on both these teams in this one. And go over the total, 6.5 tonight, 6 tomorrow. And look out for MacKinnon over a point and a half tonight. Anything else, Sean?
No, I'm just going to go back and go back into my office and count my money from last night.
Well, if you can't hear us because there's so much money in your ear, we understand. So good luck, Sean C. Thank you so much. May the winners be yours. What did we learn today on the bottom line? Well, we learned that the Reds are rained out tonight. By the way, we do have quote-unquote breaking news. Eugenio Suarez has been reactivated off the disabled list. Who's going on the disabled list, you may ask? Ke'Bryan Hayes. Huh. I didn't know Ke'Bryan Hayes was injured. You don't say. Right before his bobblehead night? What a shocker. So, next game you see the Reds play tomorrow, Suarez is in, Ke'Bryan Hayes is out. Can't get much better than that, I guess. Just getting rid of Hayes is enough. Also, we talked to Dylan Gaudet about his Indy 500 and NASCAR picks for this weekend. And, of course, our picks in Major League Baseball and the NBA playoffs, along with Sean C's hockey picks. If you missed it, ESPNLex.com. Thanks so much for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget, big holiday weekend. Reds and Cardinals. Every game, every pitch. Make sure to tune in this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, I've got NASCAR fever. I need some winners. Thank you. Thank you very much.